Can you say the letter C?
Hunt Files. All right, welcome back this week. Run through the sponsors real quick that make the wheels go on the wagon here for you guys, and we're going to jump right into this one. I'm stoked. This has been a long time coming. I got my main man on the other line. We've been trying to get connected here. We're both busy guys. A lot going on, so I'm excited to get this one out to you guys. Ton of big news, ton of big things going on. So hold your horses here about another minute. Grizzly Coolers, code WCB, save you some cash on those. If you don't have coolers for this upcoming season, I know they're restocked. A ton of stuff that was out of stock in the summer is now stocked up, ready to rock. Give those guys a call. Hard coolers, soft coolers, apparel, anything you need, hardware as far as, or handware as far as mugs and tumblers and all that stuff. So again, that's Grizzly WCB. Black Ovis, WCB10. Man, hunting season's here. For those of you that are just strictly whitetail guys, you got maybe another month left. If you need arrows, they got the Arrow ID Builder. Have them built, shipped right to your door. They've got some new Merino coming in. I can't give you a ton of details, but I leave for Utah when this podcast drops. I'll be in Utah and Colorado. I'm going to be testing that out. It's some pretty badass Merino. I'm not going to lie. I can't really say a whole lot more about it, but be on the lookout for that. Camo Fire and Crispy, both the sister companies over there, they've got a ton of good deals running right now too, so be on the lookout for everything they've got. Camo Fire, that's a dangerous website, as most of you know, but hey, if you're going to spend your money, why not spend it there? Novix, man, now is the time. If you don't have stand setups, if you don't have kind of the gear you need for that run and gun whitetail style, or potentially rut spot stuff you're going to hang now, trim now, and then hunt later, etc., give those guys a shout. I know they've got a ton of stuff in stock right now, but it won't last long with season right around the corner. I know stuff will be flying off the shelves. And then last but not least, Hunter's Box Club, my main man over there, Devin Leonard in Utah. So they've got a really cool deal going on. So for the month of September, we're going to be running a CC Hunt File shirt, a couple goodies in the box. First box is free. Then it's $29.99 a month shipped to your door. Now, there's going to be a link in the show notes. You have to go and click that link to get the free box. So I repeat, the link will be in the show notes. Click that link, get you a free box. That's Hunter's Box Club. My man Devin, I'm going to be with him for a couple days in Utah, running around the mountains like wild men chasing mule deer. So that's going to be fun. So, man, with that being said, gosh dang, you are like an elusive doll sheep on the side of a mountain that I've had to hunt for at least 2 months to find. But here we are. Weston, my man from Trophy Line. Gosh dang, how you doing, brother?
Good, good. Excited to finally nail this thing down.
I'm just going to give everybody the run through. We've had sick kids foul things up. We've had that happen, I think, two or three times. We've had, a softball injury didn't you have a daughter or something that something happened with softball at some point? Sick or dehydrated, or there was something that happened there.
Yeah, we just started preschool, so it's probably sickness after sickness.
That too. I remember one night I had flat tire trying to plant and was running behind, and it was going to be midnight till I got back. We've had every excuse under the sun, but finally we are here, and finally we get to talk about what you guys got going on, because for those of you that don't know about Trophy Line or what Trophy Line is, you're about to learn all there is to know. Take notes, because a little fun fact, I was just in this new saddle, it'd be about a week ago. My good friend Emily Shad, she actually gave me the rundown in person. Weston sent me the brand new saddle, and it was kind of my maiden voyage of this whole saddle game. And to tell you that I was impressed would be an understatement, but Weston, I'm going to let you take it from here. Give us the rundown on who you are and what Trophy Line's got going on, because you guys have got four or five just big news, big events, big things going on. And I'm stoked for you, man, to kind of share with everybody what's happening and what's going on. It's really a revolution you guys got kind of created here that's about to get dropped.
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually just jumped on board with Trophy Line in December of last year. So it hasn't even been a full year yet, and it's just been hit the ground running and don't stop. It's just been full throttle. So, but yeah, I'm marketing director for Trophy Line, and I've come from the hunting industry. I actually went to Purdue for a while. I followed you trying to specialize in deer. So,
oh, nice.
Kind of was a biologist to marketing. It's been a long road, and been working in the industry for, you know, going on 8 years now.
Nice.
But, it's been a fun ride, and I actually was really starting to get into this whole mobile hunting movement, you know, and it kind of comes in force with, you know, this whole digital side and YouTube and, you know, a lot of guys learning different things, because not a lot of people know that, you know, Trophy Line and the tree saddle actually came out in 1961.
And that's crazy. I never knew that.
Yeah, that's the original tree saddle through the Green family. And again, that was in 1961, but obviously back then, internet and YouTube and, you know, obviously ambassadors, influencers, all this how-to content, it just really didn't exist like it does now. So it's kind of really taken off. They could sell well at shows, but
right.
Obviously you didn't have the digital side. So obviously we've been seeing this mobile hunting movement coming in strong, and, you know, like me, I've been tagging right along with it. And actually my first real baptism by fire was kind of like everybody, I'm sure, going out west, DIY elk.
Yep.
You know, out in Colorado.
And oh yeah,
just kind of got my ass handed to me, and it was pretty brutal, but it kind of had me rethink a lot of the whitetail side. And at that time I lost a lot of private ground too.
Yep.
And ever since I've been just kind of hauling in deep to public, and I wanted to stay mobile, stay light, and saw this position come up in Trophy Line. And it's, like I said, it's just been a blast and very fulfilling and very had a lot of satisfaction in it. And work with a great team. Sean Ferguson, brand director, and Nick Betts, he's operations logistics, does a lot of the product stuff as well. We've got great customer service people and director of media, and it's just a great team, really hardcore hunters at heart. And just a lot of fun to be around and work with. So kind of puts all the projects that we're working on, like you mentioned, and it's just been, you know, super rewarding ever since I joined. So.
No, absolutely, my man. So let's give a quick rundown. So before we talk about the brand new saddle, which is, I mean, and this is coming from a guy, I'm as green as this gets. So, everyone.
You kind of jumped in like,
yeah.
You killed a 160 as your first deer by jumping into the Vanatic. You know?
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, I really did. I mean, my whole deal with the saddle thing was, you know, I'm so familiar and comfortable with a hang and hunt, stand and stick setup. I've been doing it for years and years and years. And I'm a specific buck guy, so that has always been my go-to. It's just what I know. It's what I do. For me to kind of, I guess, migrate into the saddle thing, I'm just like, man, why? Like, what? Why? I'm just like, I just don't really, I've got a stand and a stick setup that's really light, and I'm like, I just, you know, and I looked at like kind of the ropes and everything. I'm just like, man, I just don't, I'll be honest. And everyone knows this, because up till this year, I've always been the guy that, like, I'm just like, man, it's just not my game. It's just not my jam. It's just not my gig. It's just not really it's a sexy, trendy thing right now that I just really was like, I just don't really want to try it. Meh. Well, so WCB boys start, you know, they start doing more and more and more with Trophy Line and you guys. And I'm like, huh. I'm like, it's kind of interesting, you know. And I talk to Austin and Kurt and the gang a lot, you know, daily. And they're like, man, this is pretty cool. You know, certain trees and certain spots. And I'm thinking, yeah, but I could get a stand in there too. Well, then, you know, lo and behold, you guys come out with something that really kind of caught my eye, because there was such a weight difference, and there was such a comfort difference. And before we get into this new saddle, so you guys have a plethora of gear, not just saddles, but bags and all kinds of stuff. Just give people a quick rundown, like, so yep. Not including the hot newest sexy saddle, but prior to that,
right.
You guys already had a great name for the other platforms, the other saddles. Just let's go over those real quick, kind of what was there, what the key features were, and then I want you to talk about this new Venatic and what makes it stand alone and why it is realistically like the Lamborghini now in the saddle world. And this is what has migrated me into being like, you know what? I want one of those. I want to try that. I like that. Like, that's, man, the sex appeal from this new one. It Weston, it got me. Gosh dang it. It caught me on a night when I had 6 or 7 beers, and it got me. It really did.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it has. A lot of people have come with that reaction, especially once they put their butt in it.
Yes.
So that's the game changer.
It really was.
But no, Trophy Line, I mean, you know, at its core, saddles, right?
Yep.
Covert Light, we got a Covert Pro. Covert Light's kind of where a lot of people, you know, start. And, you know, compared to some of the other saddles out
right.
there, too, it's a lot more comfortable for 99% of the people that put it on it. It's wider. It's a little wider in the sense of, you know, the horizontal. It's also taller, giving you know, better back support. But it's a great kit to start at. It's a great price where, you know, you can get a kit. We're actually in dealers, too, over 120, 130 dealers.
Oh,
and
wow.
So you can actually pick this kit up, and it's coming with ropes, pouches, everything you need from a saddle standpoint besides the platform and sticks, which, you know, obviously there's multiple ways you can get into trees.
Right.
But it'll get you that saddle kit. Actually, dealers have a free back band as well, which – if you deploy your back band, it's like a recliner when you're in a saddle. And I mean, it really, really makes a difference. It's very, very comfortable. But, you know, that's kind of the core saddle kit. Covert Light. A Covert Pro is, you know, the camo version, Mossy Oak camo. It's a windproof fabric. It's a little bit, you know, it doesn't breathe as well. It does breathe, but it doesn't breathe as well. So you kind of got a different use there for it. We also have what's called a Covert Prime, which is really cool. It's a leather saddle, and it's it's a throwback to, you know, those original saddles back in the day. But I'll tell you what, it breaks in like, you know, your leather boot. It really is comfortable. A lot of guys like it, especially for late season sits. But honestly, it's not super hot. It's a very, very comfortable saddle. There was actually only 500 made, so. That's individually serialized with, you know, numbers. So
it sounds sexy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
This is kind of like the
Venatic.
this is kind of like that's like the sexy model. It's like the assless chap model of the saddle world. I feel like that's what we're gonna call it.
You can see it.
Yeah, you can go back to Trophy Line and be like, hey, Clint. Clint said we're gonna rename that one. That's like the assless chap version. That's like the sex. It's like the sex appeal seller of the whole lineup. I'm sure they'll be thrilled.
Yeah,
that's a new marketing.
Anchorman is Sex Panther.
Sex Panther. So, yeah, he would have wore that if he was gonna saddle hunt. That's what he'd wear, the leather one, because he likes leather bound books.
Don't even put on pants. I mean,
no, there's no reason. Yeah,
super comfortable.
Yeah, just don't. There's no reason, guy, man or woman. There's just no. Yeah, don't wear pants for the love of God.
But you know, those are kind of the saddles before.
Yep.
The Venatic, and then we also, you know, we offer the double step mini sticks. We have, you know, several different platforms. Actually, the EDP, everyday platform. You know, it's a great in between. We actually originally came out with the Mission, which is the bigger platform. So, guys with bigger feet, just bigger guys in general, or like you and a lot of guys coming over from the hang on or climber side,
right?
Like that, especially if they're hunting private land and weight is not a massive issue.
Yep.
They really like that that option. So we end up getting it going smaller with the EDP. There's also really good holds all on the outside, so you can it's smaller, but you can still dance around because you have really good holds.
Yeah, Emily was showing me that last weekend whenever we were kind of, she was kind of giving me the A to Z, the 101, and she showed me that, you know, that the one main key feature to that platform is that you can pretty much go completely around it, and as long as you seat that thing right against the tree and it's good and tight and it bites in, you know, you can pretty much do the frickin' Cisco ball dance up there, and I mean, it's not going anywhere. And it took me a minute to really trust it because, you know, coming from the non-saddle world, when you're up there kind of swinging around, you know, I'm just like, man. But I mean, I'll be honest, like, I was trying to see what I could get away with and it slip. And I mean, it honestly never did. I was really impressed by that because for me, you know, it's a different world. You know, I could go up a tree 30 feet with, you know, a hang and hunt set up, standing sticks. And I mean, it's not even like I've been doing that my whole life since I was in my teens. I've been doing that for 20 some years. You put ropes on me and a saddle and then tell me hang off the side of this stand and you would think, oh, that's, he's not even going to care. But it's just a, it's a very different world. So it took me a minute to really trust the capabilities of that EDP. But I'll tell you what, the damn thing is rock solid. I mean, I was really, really impressed. Not that I'm a super huge guy. I mean, weight wise, you know, I mean, I'm 5'10 or so and around a 185, but I thought I would at least get a little movement, or there would be, you know, I was purposely trying to see what I could really do with that thing. And I mean, I honestly couldn't get it to budge. So I was really, really, really impressed with just one strap, what that thing's able to do. So that definitely, you know, that caught my eye right off the rip was how sturdy and easy to set and hang that thing is. I was definitely that cam buckle, like just being able to cam that thing down, as long as that strap's tight, you know, gosh dang, that thing is solid, man.
Yeah, they got, I mean, the teeth on them, obviously they're aggressive, but on the back post, those teeth are, you know, they're aggressive, but they're also tall vertically, and that, it just is, it does offer a rock solid. It also has that stomp pad, so it really allows you to kind of really mash that thing down, and then when you camp over, it's rock solid. And that's important. A lot of the demos we have, you know, we actually had a new demo set up this year where we had three trees, but they were actual trees instead of the standard, you know, a lot of saddle events you'll see telephone poles, where these were actual trees, and they had, you know, they had knots in them, they had curves in them, and I remember one time we set up, it was in Michigan, we were on the back of the hill at a tack event. Like, this hill is we're on a slope with this tree set up, and we had one tooth on there, and we, you know, every show we seem like we have some really big guys get in it and do exactly what it sounded like you did, like hit on the side of it, and they do everything but, you know, climb up the tree and then swing down like Spider-Man. And it doesn't budge. So
yeah, I was super impressed with that thing. I mean,
the platform itself, actually, when you step on it, it doesn't even flex, you know, like a super.
Right.
It's got that ultralight build to it, but it's not gonna budge. And it, there's more peace in mind. And again, that's like a big reason. Yes, when you try the saddle at a show, you see the comfort, you see the utility of it.
Yeah.
But even when you try the platform and you see how solid it is, you're like, with something that rock solid beneath me, I'll lean out 20 feet up.
Well, and that's the thing is the whole point to saddle hunting is being able to be so mobile up there and be able to swing around and really use, you know, a ton of the angles that that tree can offer you in multiple, basically like a 360-degree, you know, circle.
Yep.
So,
yep. And that's a common misconception too. You know, a lot of people think you just move around a lot to make those shots happen.
Right.
It's really not that.
Nope.
It's, you know, it is very strategic in the way that you set up. You know, you have a strong side, you have a weak side, kind of in a tree stand sense too, but you actually have more ability to make shots happen in a saddle than a tree stand, because obviously in the tree stand market, like, you're getting smaller and lighter, and you get to a point, and I kind of felt like this. I was hunting out of a lone wolf hand climber, and, you know, obviously hunting with the safety harness, and, you know, to turn around, you hear something coming, and especially in the late season, you got bulky clothes on. I feel like I'm barely shifting my feet, trying not to fall and make something happen, versus the saddle, like I'm more concentrated on what's going on than either not falling or, you know, and there's something to be said too. You've got this go bag, right? You've got this, you're taking the saddle in every time. So you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's kind of like a climber, but you know, it's even lighter, obviously.
Right.
More quiet, and you get more shot opportunities. So it's not a lot of moving around up there. You can, and there's actually more comfort to be had because you don't have just a sit or stand option. You have lean, sit, stand, cradle, hammock, you know, you've got.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you can you can hop around up there in multiple ways, and that platform's got to be rock solid to have the confidence to do that. And I mean, I was definitely testing that out, and I was really impressed. Like I said, it was definitely one of those deals where I was like, wow, this thing, when it bites in, it's there. But so let's,
the mission and the AUP are like that. We also offer a wingman.
Yep.
The wingman, you know, basically goes right on top of the stick. It's actually got a 25 degree angle, and it's rolled. So, you know, one, that angle isn't as aggressive as some others you might see. It doesn't throw you off the tree, and you can, it kind of allows you to stand up. And did Emily happen to show you the, you know, the kind of the over the shoulder method to shooting your weak side?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, you know, when you operate with that, when you do that, you've got to obviously turn around. So you've got to go toe to tree to heel to tree. So you've got to be able to kind of shift your feet. So it still offers a little bit of room, but obviously that's a little easier to do with that mission. So, and then besides those, we also have packs, and you know, that is something that you will continue to see us go down. We have the Plateau and the K's pack, and actually now the Sling pack, but you know, we're kind of, saddle will always be our core, but we are shifting very heavily into mobile hunting as we see mobile hunting evolve and get more popular, obviously, and people are opening up to that mindset. You're going to continue to see, you know, going down the pack line.
Yep.
This year.
So. Absolutely. Well, and that kind of leads us right into the Venatic. Now, I want you to give us kind of, okay, so what was the mindset? So this is the new saddle now. It's we're talking about this is brand new, hot off the press, basically. What was the, why was it developed? What was the market? What was the need? And then give us a rundown of what it offers, who it's built for. Like, okay, why should someone want this one? If they've got another saddle, why is this a better option? Or why is this something you need to add to your arsenal? Just kind of give us the rundown of the entire deal. Because for a guy like me that knew nothing about saddles, but you guys had sent me an older one. And I got to mess with it and really liked it. And then I get my hands on this Venatic and I'm like, oh my God, it's like a Honda Civic and a Lamborghini in my mind for what I need. It was, you know, it was bananas to apples, based off of you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like a good explanation. I always kind of compare it to, is like going from, you know, the clothes you knew as a kid to like your first Merino layer or something, like the hunting clothes, or going to like, you know, even like a better end, higher end, like Western pack, you know, it's like there is significant details in the construction, like the features, and it's like an instant notice, and you're like, ah, money well spent.
Oh yeah, so, absolutely.
But no, the thinking there was just, you know, we've always been known for comfort, and you know, obviously we make things, you know, we make things very strong. We test it, and you know, safety is our number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we have obviously great customer service, and we really back all the products, so. We wanted to make something was not only safe, but we really wanted to push that ultralight as well. We really wanted to push the features that would allow to know that this is the next, you know, kind of the next generation of saddle, which, you know, that's what we're saying it is. And everyone that's been trying it, you know, that's the feedback that we've been given. But it's USA made, all USA made, and it's made from ripstop nylon, so it gives it a very ultralight, very breathable, very tough, silent construction. It was actually a collaboration with another saddle company, TX5, So Matthew Tompkins, great guy, great saddles. And we actually came to him and said we wanted to build something. So, you know, he brought a lot of features to the table. We brought a lot of features to the table. And kind of what was born was minimalistic, simple, ultralight, but, like, still has very simple additions on the feature side that just make it incredible. Very well thought out from a hunting standpoint. For example, like, it's got a rubber – you probably felt that rubber waistband.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Line.
It made that saddle stick to your shirt, and yep. It almost feels – that's the feeling – when you have no pressure on it, it makes the feeling like there's nothing there at all. It kind of becomes your shirt weight. You know, you almost feel it less in your hips and more in your,
yeah.
you know, shoulders and collar. It also has that tab. It has rubber – or rigid rubber molly. The manufacturer that actually makes that, you know, had that available, so we ended up putting that in there. And when you take the tab on the very bottom of the saddle and loosen the leg straps, you can actually put that tab up, and it becomes kind of in, you know, walk mode, if you will.
Yeah.
You can actually put that up. It gets the saddle off the back of your legs. And
that's awesome.
At that point, it doesn't feel like anything.
Right, right.
And then the rubber waistband, you know, kind of keeps it there. And especially when you start modding your saddle out, you mm-hmm. put your pouch on, you get your ropes, you get, you know, there's all sorts of things you can do. You can do 3D printed hooks. You can do, that's why the molly's there. You know, you can put sticks all along the sides of you, and all the rest of your gear, but it'll keep that weight in check and won't let your saddle, you know, slide down or up on you as you walk in, or as you're hunting. So, other than that, it's got Raptor buckles, for the walk-in, it actually has a bridge holster on the front of it, so you can actually tighten your bridge all the way up, stick the rest of your bridge in the holster so it stays out of your way on the walk-in. Just, again, really well thought out.
Right.
And the thing weighs practically nothing. It's 20 ounces naked. Like, with the bridge, it's 30 ounces. So,
yeah, that was the biggest thing that I noticed is there was just nothing to it. And I'm like, well, okay, you guys got me here now. Now you got me looking. You showed me a little bit of shoulder. You wiggled your butt. Now I'm looking. It caught me.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really, I mean, it's nice when someone holds it. It, you know, it's very packable. You know, I don't know if you try to do that with it. But you can definitely pack it. The main thing, though, I mean, yes, it's lightweight, it's USA made, it's got a ton of great features to it, but it is, I haven't put somebody in it yet that hasn't said it's the most comfortable saddle they've ever tried. I mean, it does feel like there's nothing there, even when you're sitting and leaning and, you know, cradling and all that. So,
well, I've only been in two saddles, and I can tell you that I really liked the original one you guys sent me and was like, man, this is pretty comfy. And then I put this on, the Venatic, and I was like, oh, shit, what are we mm-hmm. cooking? We are cooking with hot oil on this. I was like, oh, wow, this is like I'm hunting in my boxers. So,
yeah.
You know, for a guy that knows nothing about saddle hunting and is as green as you could possibly be, I was able to notice an immediate difference. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, man, would I, you know, this is comfortable, but this is like Lazy Boy recliner comfortable with a beer in the cup holder. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, this is, which I was thinking about that. You know, that poly webbing, I could probably rig something up where I could, you know, put a couple beer can holders and on the way in just to have a sip or two. And I mean, it's, you know, hey, you guys put the webbing back there for guys like me to use. I'm just saying, there's different ideas, different strokes for different folks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've all thought about it, you know, how much molly we've got and where you can hook, you know, just a cup holder at.
Yep. I'm still working on that Bushlight sponsorship. Once they sponsor the CC Hunt Files, then I'm like, you know what? We can do a little collaboration with Trophy Line. Don't you worry. I'm not going to leave you out, man. I got you. I'll hook you up.
That's sponsor dollars and a whole lot of 30 packs.
Yeah, right? I mean,
so
it really is. I mean, you know, some guys want a cold Pepsi. I want a cold Busch Light on the walk-in. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, so now, okay, tell me this, because I was wondering this myself. Okay, so besides the weight difference and comfort, is there anything else that you would tell someone of, okay, hey, I've got a saddle from X company, maybe it's Trophy Line, maybe it's company X over here. What else do you see as like the biggest, I guess you could say, pro to this Fanatic over just the obvious? It weighs basically nothing. It's super comfortable. But, you know, because for me, I haven't hunted out of and played with enough and tried on enough. You know, I can't give you the P's and Q's from this company to that company. And you know, but what else besides the obvious would you say is a reason why that was created, and not just weight and comfort, because you guys are known for that. And obviously those are two obvious, you know, factors. But what would be like some key features that maybe guys overlook or they're not looking at, and they're like, oh man, I've got a saddle. Yeah, but just hold the horn here. But does your saddle do that? You know, what else would you say is like maybe a hidden gem when it comes to this saddle versus other saddles, even saddles that you make previous or other companies, you know, because a lot of guys are like, man, I got a saddle. Why? What? Okay, I get it. It's a Fanatic. It's sexy. It's hot. It's new. Okay, but what? Okay, I don't care about weight. Mine seems pretty comfortable. Why else, Weston, should I get this?
Yeah, I mean, those features that I was, you know, the rubber waistband especially, the ability to hook it up, they all in combo make it, you know, where you're not having to put it in your pack every time you can walk in.
Yep.
But really, when it comes down to those guys, you know, if they're listening that are saddle hunters, like, comfort is a really big deal.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you're sitting in yep. something for that long and you're trusting it, you know, yes, you can move around a little bit, you can put pressure points in different areas, but comfort is a big deal. And we built this saddle, again, wider and taller with our previous models in mind, but with the material and kind of backing down the webbing size and all these little details, the comfort is actually one of the biggest deals when it comes to saddle hunting. And and even moving company to company, saddle to saddle, you're really trying to find that perfect fit for you, because once you're in that, if it's lightweight, if you offer a few ounces for comfort, it's well worth it.
Right.
So the features are nice. Yeah, rubber waistband. It doesn't allow that thing to slide up and down on you. Ability to hang it up. Obviously, a lot of guys want the USA made. Sure, it's a little more expensive, but you know, there's something to be said for that. But ultimately, it does come down to comfort for most of these guys. And for me, you know, hunting out of it, especially all day sits, you know, it's comfort is one of the biggest deals when it comes to saddle hunting.
It seemed like to me, and I keep making this claim because I don't want people to think that I'm a saddle expert, because by no means is that me, but just my first initial, I thought it would be a lot harder to get set up, putting on, to get adjusted. I was really impressed with, you know, it's basically three buckles. It was very simple and quick for me to get that thing to fit me. Are all saddles, I mean, is that something that you would say is the Fanatic really highlights that compared to maybe some other ones? Because I'll be honest, I felt like it was going to be more difficult, maybe more confusing, maybe not quite as easy to get that thing to kind of be tailor-made to fit me.
Right.
And within maybe 30 seconds, I had that thing on, and I was like, oh, man, adjust this, adjust that, adjust this, and boom, I'm ready to go. I just thought there'd be more to it, I guess.
No, and that's kind of the simplicity of why we do run the buckles. And you know, ultimately kind of decided with the Raptor buckles and a little bit bigger buckles at that, you know, we like to make things, you know, Bubba proof, if you will, right?
Yep.
Like, you can't really mess this up because this is a little different than what guys are normal, you know, used to.
Yep.
But yeah, it's as simple as waist buckle, leg strap buckle, and then we also have that bridge, which is detachable.
Right.
So you don't have to slip it on. You can actually throw it on like a belt. So some saddles, you know, they'll have that bridge where you can't really remove it. And you know, depending on different saddles, you know, there's always different things with leg buckles or different methods on your leg straps and even your waist. So we just like that click, 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 you know, attach your bridge, and you know you're in, you know you're safe. It's not going to, you know, there's nothing going to go wrong there.
Yep.
So you can trust it 100%. So it's just kind of that mentality, that safe mentality, but also the repetition, click, 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 you know, put your bridge on, you're done.
Man, so just like the song, click, click, boom. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, click, click. Yeah, I mean, that's – and it's you know, a lot of guys, so like you, right, coming from the hang-on, you are swapping the weight of your safety harness for your saddle.
Yes.
And you know, these tree stand manufacturers are getting smaller, lighter, smaller, lighter. You can't get any smaller, lighter than what these platforms are, you know, the EDP being as small as it is. But now you've got something that's, you know, from a guy that's sat in a tree, you know, tree stand for 27 years. I mean, the comfort was a shocker. It had to have been for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that was the biggest thing for me was I'm like, man, I always thought of it like, why do I want to wear this oversized diaper thing and it ride my crotch up into my stomach and pull my pants? My, you know, I'm just like, man, there is, I don't, that just doesn't sound like fun. I don't even like putting a tree stand harness, like the leg buckles. I always feel like they ride and I never put that thing on till I got to a tree. I wouldn't even walk in with those on. And I'm just like, man, I'm like, I'm not trying to be a hater, but I'm just, gosh, that just, I'm good on that. And then, yeah, like I said, you know, I tried it and I'm like, oh, I'm like, this is, yeah, this isn't bad. And I mean, do I still, I'm going to walk in and try it on, but I still think I'll be the guy that probably puts it on at the tree just because I hate having stuff hanging off of me while I'm walking in. But regardless, it's so quick and light. You throw it in your bag, you get to the tree, you throw it on in 10 seconds and you go, or you throw it on and you walk in. I mean, either way, it doesn't really matter because you're not even going to know it's, I mean, that thing weighs less than like an Ozonix unit, way less. So it's like, you're not even going to know that the damn thing's in there anyway. Or if you do want to put it on, you put it on and, you know, you just walk in. So, and I'm going to try that and I'm going to see, kind of how I like it, whether I'd rather just put it on at the tree or if I'm going to just put it on and then walk in. I'm going to try both and see kind of what I like.
With that Venatic, you know, you got to just loosen your leg straps, keep them attached.
Yep.
And then, hang it up in the back, which is easy to do. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to look back there and, you know, if someone was looking at you like, what the hell is he doing back there?
Right, no, right.
Like, all you do is it's hook and go and then tighten your bridge up, put it in that holster and it'll, everything, there's really nothing actually quote unquote hanging off of you,
right?
So it's pretty easy. But and you're swapping your weight for your safety harness, and you know if you're staying safe, I go to a lot of shows, saddle events, dealers and mobile hunting expos, blah blah blah, you name it. Like a lot of guys, I'm like, well, so you know you use your lineman belt, right? And they smile at me because I know they don't use it when they go up the tree,
right?
And I'm like, come on guys, you got to be safe here. But and a lot of guys more so with the climbing, you know, they don't stay attached to the tree the whole time, sure. But, you know, it's not more complicated than a hang-on or climber because you're running two ropes. That's all you're doing. You're running your lineman rope, which is keeping yourself hands-free as you're going up the tree, which is obviously easier to deal with. And then, you know, once you get to the top of the tree, you get your platform set, you get in the platform, you're throwing that tether around, and it's you put your lineman back in your pouch, and you're hunting at that point.
And so then you just wait really on a booner to come by and you kill it. It's really that simple. It's you guys have simplified the game to kill giants. It's you throw it on, you climb up the tree, you're ready, you sit in the saddle, and there it is, and you kill a giant. I mean, I don't know how much easier you can possibly make it for anybody.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's good idea. Yep. Absolutely.
Well, all right, my man. Now let's shift gears. So, gosh, we got a lot to cover. Let's shift gears. Okay, mobile hunting, the platform. You guys come up with this kick-ass idea, and this is how I personally got incorporated with you guys. You guys reached out to me. You had this idea. Here's this platform. Here's what we're thinking. Man, you know, Clint, we'd like you to be a part of this. And I'm like, wait. I'm like, you guys are making saddles and bags, and you guys are coming out with this whole hub for mobile hunting. I'm like, who in the hell's got time to do all that? Like, I mean, I was mind blown because I'm like, this is a great idea, but I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, this is, you know, there's a lot that's going into this. So I want you to give us the rundown of what you guys are creating as far as via the website and what this platform is going to be. And you can even get into the Calculated Killer, you get into Levi's stuff, you know, just kind of give us the rundown, let people know what's going on. But this is super exciting, great idea. Can't thank you guys enough for including me on it and having me be a part of it. I'm really, 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 really stoked to see where it goes. And I think it's going to be just a totally kick-ass platform and place for all of mobile hunting to kind of come together and learn, bounce ideas, share stuff. With that being said, I'm going to shut up and let you take it from here. Explain it to everybody.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been a project long in the making. You were one of our first calls on it. Obviously, you know, you kind of got in right at the ground level, and we're still at the very beginning of the runway on this thing, which is awesome because you kind of know where the end goal might be,
yes.
You know, at the very end of the runway on
right.
takeoff, if you will. So we've got a lot of stuff coming. It's just going to be surface level right now. But so what we wanted to do, and obviously, again, saddles is the core of Trophy Line.
Right.
Always will be, you know, the tree saddle originator. But we see this mobile hunting, and we've been expanding packs. And the mobile hunting mindset, we all know that saddles are just another tool. You know, we all still, every single person in Trophy Line, they're still using tree stands, especially when they're hunting with spouse or something, and they're still using ground blinds, or they're hunting from the ground, or they're calling audibles left and right, going western hunts. And, you know, mobile hunting is so much more than just saddle hunting, obviously. And so we wanted to kind of create this hub or home, if you will, for mobile hunters. And a place where, you know, it's not like super brand specific. There's really not egos here. It's just like sharing stories, strategies, experiences about mobile hunting and kind of opening the mindset up, because yes, saddles will do that for you. You know, if you don't have to haul that 20-pound climber up the hill, 400 feet of elevation,
right.
Suffer, you know, when you start kind of opening up the mind, or like for me, you know, going on my first Western hunt, your mind gets opened up to the possibilities. You start watching YouTube content. You start learning new things, new strategies.
Yep.
You really start, and people, obviously what people are reading, listening, watching you, right? So they want to learn what you're doing to kill these big deer. And so we wanted to create that home. And so our idea was to do that with, you know, from my background being marketing, we have all these ambassadors. We have all these people. We have all these people that aren't even.
Oh. Had a dropped call here. Hold on one second.
You there? Can you hear me?
All right, I got you back. I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What was the last thing you heard?
Well, you were going over, let's see, we were giving the rundown on just the whole platform and starting from scratch there as far as working our way back up through. Yeah, I'm not sure. That was weird. Technical difficulty. You'll have that in the podcast world.
Yeah. But, you know, I'll just jump back straight into it. So we wanted to create that hub. But we have, you know, a ton of ambassadors. We have a lot of people in the mobile hunting community that don't even touch saddles, don't even, you know, touch Trophy Line. And there's a wealth of knowledge, wealth of experiences, and a lot of, you know, experts out there, a lot of just cool guys that we wanted to share experiences with. There's a lot of people that have, you know, no one knows about. And we start talking to, we start telling this idea to, they come out of the woodwork. And, you know, one guy killed an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old on Pennsylvania public land. Like, are you kidding me? That's one of the hardest things to do.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So, you know, epic stuff. And so we are releasing, you know, now we're releasing Mobile Venatic. And Venatic, again, kind of comes in with the new name of the saddle, the next generation of saddle. Venatic is actually Latin for hunting. So it literally, in a literal sense, it means mobile hunting, but it's a cool wordplay because Venatic kind of sounds like fanatic.
Right.
And, you know, we all are fanatics. And so the definition of mobile Venatic is an obsessed mobile hunter.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's a defining term. It's something to join, and it's a open forum, if you will, from a content standpoint. We want to hear stories. We want to share stories.
Yep.
And we want to share some of the coolest, you know, stories. So what we actually started way earlier this year, obviously coming to you and saying we want, obviously, articles about mobile hunting and expert strategies and badass stories. But, you know, we also went to ambassadors and all these guys that have spread across YouTube, right? And they've got – or TV, you know, like Levi, and they've got unbelievable stories. And kind of take a step back and tell those stories, but more so tell your mindset. You know, like, let's step away from the TV side. Let's really step into the mindset of, like, why did you do that? You know, why did you call that audible? And right away we started picking up on really, really cool stories. You know, obviously launching with Levi Morgan. The guy tried to hate saddles.
Oh, yeah. Know? No, I'm with him, man. That's what's funny is him and I talk, you know, I've said it before. Like, I don't hide from it. I mean, I was a saddle hater. I mean, I'm like, nah, man, that's a fad. That's sexy right now, but I'm good. I don't need, I'm on record saying that, and I've never tried to deny that. Like, I've said it, and I've been proven wrong by my own scientific experiments, as you will. I was wrong on that, but I was a hater, man. I was.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we actually Trophy Line is a Pennsylvania based company there in Pittsburgh, and so Levi's not too far away, so kind of in the backyard. And so we went over, gave him a try, and he had one of the best hunting seasons he's had to date. And he feels rock solid shooting a bow out of the saddle. You know, we got that video up, but, you know, he's got one of his, I think he described it as, like, he's almost felt like, seriously, like the most primitive in that particular hunt that we released. It's over his Kansas buck. And you know, he's at an outfitter, and the wind's all wrong, right? And he's trying to put in a preset, and he's like, I don't want to get in that tree. You know, I can't hunt out of that tree with this wind, with this deer. It's not going to happen. So he just calls an audible right then and there because he's got that saddle, and he ends up climbing in a tiny tree, and his cameraman can't even go in the tree with him. He's like, you know, several yards back in a bigger tree, and he's downwind of that big stand, and he makes it happen. And it's just a really cool story. And, you know, most of our stories don't even involve saddles. We've got one story with Whitetail DNA of Alex Comstock, and he calls an audible, and it's like negative 20 wind chill in North Dakota. And he builds a half igloo, a snow blind, and spends 6 days in it, freezing his butt off, and finally gets it done. It's just really awesome. Cool. You know, mobile hunting audibles like that, and got, you know, a plethora of stories and more coming out of the woodwork as we launch. And then, you know, where you come in, and we've also got Greg Staggs, you know, in the mobile hunting community, in the saddle community specifically.
Great
very
guy.
Well known. Yep. We've actually got another ambassador working on a column piece called Mobile Origins, kind of taking a look back at where mobile hunting is kind of, you know, coming from 5 gallon buckets to tree stands to way before that. And then also looking into the future, like, where is it going? Because, you know, there's guys crazier than what you think we are.
Oh yeah.
And they're one sticking up trees and doing all sorts of crazy things. So it's a cool world of stories, experiences, strategies, and obviously the gear. But trying to focus less on the gear and more about the experiences, the mindset.
Absolutely.
What can open your mind to.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I can't thank you guys enough for letting me have the column. Mine's going to be – it's called The Calculated Killer, and it's going to be man, I'm excited about it. You know, you guys are kind of letting me take the reins and just kind of base, you know, each month sort of off of, like, what I got going on and just different – kind of theories and I talk about different hunts and kind of get into, like, my mind with strategies and just, you know, it's cool to be able to kind of, I guess as my saddle experience grows, I'm going to be able to kind of share that in words and photos in that column. And then I'm also able to kind of share my mobile hunting strategies, what I've already done, stand and stick setups, and then kind of it'll be cool to like compare and contrast, you know, from time to time, bounce back and forth between stands and the saddle, and just, yeah, I'm really excited about it. And then, you know, all the Western hunts and stuff. I mean, I've got a lot of ideas for elk wallows and a saddle and hunting rutting bucks in, you know, like Idaho or Utah for mule deer, and sitting in saddles all day when those bucks are cruising and rutting hard. And yeah, I mean, there's just there's a ton of stuff that I've got kind of already in my head for that column to talk about and write about. And like I said, I can't thank, you know, all you guys enough there for giving me that opportunity and kind of giving me that platform and kind of saying, hey man, here it is, now run with it and get after it. Right. So yeah, I mean, I'm stoked. I really appreciate it. It's been cool to start from ground level, like you said, 'cause I've kind of got to start from the very bottom. And as we work up, you know, I kind of was around for the very beginning. So yeah, man, like I said, just super grateful for that opportunity you guys have given me. I'm really looking forward to having the column and seeing where it goes. I know it's going to be really cool to see everyone's reaction and just start getting more traffic and people into the actual, you know, the plethora of what all you guys are going to have there available for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to have, again, tons of stories, articles, columns, and even more, you know, as hunting season really starts cranking up, obviously. And yeah, from you, from the ground level, it's awesome to see it, you know, finally out there.
Yep.
But, you know, even for you, it's going to be really cool and unique, you know, as you, and again, it's not gear specific. It's just you seeing that other tool of the saddle and it's kind of ground level in both sense. And that's pretty awesome for you to develop your own strategies and mindset if it does open up anything else for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm always trying to hone the skills and sharpen the stone. And, you know, I like to have as many tools in my toolbox as I can have, just because you never know when you're going to need them. So, yeah, man,
and
I'm really
excited. Weather guy's always wrong. So if you, if you're walking in with obviously a climber, but you know, if you're walking in with even lighter setup and you get up in pretty much any tree, you pick a spot on X and you're in there. So,
absolutely.
It's a cool mentality. So,
yeah. No, it really is. It really is, man. Like I said, I can't thank you guys enough. And man, I can't thank you enough for coming on. This has been fun. We covered a lot here. I know it was, we were blowing through a ton of topics and a ton of things. You know, it's nice on these podcasts, guys can go back through and re-listen and whatnot. 'Cause man, we covered about 2 hours worth in about an hour, but you know, on these, it's like, man, you start to, you get going and it's like you bounce here, you bounce there. But man, I really had a good time. I think you did a great job, Weston, as far as, you know, just breaking everything down and explaining kind of what all's going on with Trophy Line and what all's going with this new launch as far as, you know, the kind of this hub for mobile hunting. And man, I'm just super excited to be a part of it. I know all of WCB is, and we can't thank you guys enough for supporting us and all the listeners out there. I know there's a ton of listeners that are rocking Trophy Line, and I'm hopefully a ton more that are going to be getting involved with this hub for mobile hunting that you guys have put out there and trying out the Vanatic. So yeah, man, I'm just super stoked to see what this year is going to hold for everybody.
Absolutely. Us too. And if anybody has any questions, you know, trophyline.com, we've got an entire YouTube playlist of tech tips. So everything from A to Z on saddles. And again, now this mobile hunting hub, which is on our .com, you can't miss it. It's going to be up in the menu as big mobile Vanatic. So that's where to find that content. And obviously on Clint's Instagram.
Hey, that's right. That's right. Weston, where can people find you for everybody that wants to follow you and hopefully get to look at your butt in one of the sexy, the leather saddles? Where can guys follow you just personally on your own stuff?
Yeah, well, my stuff will definitely be on YouTube this year.
Awesome.
For Trophy Line. But my Instagram handle's west.shrank. So it's a picture of packing out I killed almost like a 150 up in public here in Indiana.
Nice.
So picture of him riding home with me in a
nice
pack, so.
Taking an old backpack ride. We like those.
Yeah. Yep, you got it.
Well, Weston, hey man, I can't thank you enough for coming on. It's been my pleasure. I'm super, like I said, super stoked to see what the year holds for everybody. And man, I can't believe I'm going to say it, but I'm looking forward to having my ass in a saddle.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Glad to have you in one.
Absolutely. Hey, Take care. We'll talk soon. You guys know what to do. We'll talk to you all next week. Don't fucking settle.
Can you say the letter C? CNC Hunt Files.